Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, live from E3 2019. Pete, this is the first day of the actual show. So the LA Convention Center opened up. Right now is the media, and I believe 2 o'clock, you are going to get to see more of the public coming in to check out E3. Pete, how's it been your couple hours so far of calm before the craziness starts in a few?
I had totally forgotten that they were giving media and industry a few hours of freedom.
Yes.
before letting the public in. And I was like, wow, it's relatively light. I can walk up to games. There's a few where they have like an hour wait time.
Yes.
And I was like, uh-oh, it's the death knell. And I totally forgot, because I had seen the Gamer Pass folks outside walking around, and I was just like, okay, well, maybe there's just less. And no. Kind of burst my bubble for
yeah. But right now we're gonna be talking about Dying Light, the new Dying Light, Dying Light 2. I got to see it, Pete. Are you planning to watch? Are you planning to get to check out the game later this week, or no? It's only me.
Which one?
Dying Light 2.
Dying Light 2. I think you're the only one with an appointment.
Okay, so. Dude. Let me tell you. Last year they showed it to me. I was like, they didn't show that much. They didn't show the zombies that much because they wanted to show what would happen based on your choice. Like the area, the people, everything changes. Everything changes based on your choice. But now, I'm convinced that this is a game that I'm definitely would like to get once it releases for PC, Xbox, and also PlayStation 4.
So what are the major fundamental changes between the last one and this one?
So this time, now they show zombies, gameplay mechanics, things that you do in the game.
Okay.
And also, now they give you the choice. Like, so he will tell us, okay, what happened if we choose this? What happened if we choose this? So the one was his one of his friends, his name is Frank. He got hurt. And I had a choice. Stay with Frank, because somebody shot him from a different faction, or go after the guy that actually shot him. So we decided, let's go after the guy that shot Frank. We left Frank with somebody else behind. So we had to look for like a doctor or something, but we didn't have time. We went after the van. So the thing is, the van is driving fast. So I'm going to like buildings, like Mirror's Edge style.
Right. You're jumping from building to building.
Building. And there was even a cool moment that he's running. There was a bunch of zombies. He landed on top of the head of the zombie and kept on, like, he jumped from his head. I was like, oh, yo, I recorded the whole presentation.
So was it gameplay presentation, or no, you were just watching them play?
Watching them play. Okay. So, and, like, the first few minutes, okay, this is Dying Light, like, you know, typical presentation. But the actual gameplay. So it looked like it was, like, Xbox/PC. Because, you know, sometimes you could connect the Xbox controller to the PC.
Right.
So, yeah, dude, like... And there were situations that we thought he was going to land on top of the van, but the floor breaks or something breaks and he lands in an area where there's like nothing but zombies.
Wow.
So he's like trapped. I was like, through the whole time I was getting nervous. Like, is he going to make it? Like, is he going to make it? Dude, I enjoy. It was like a crazy ride. It was the craziest 45 minutes presentation that I've seen. It was so cool, man. Super hyped for the game. I'm excited. And here's the thing. Based on your choices, you will unlock new areas, new buildings. Maybe even the people will side with you, or they will go against you based on the factions. So many things. And now to unlock the other ones that you missed out,
right?
Replay. You have to go again and start a brand new game. The good thing about this is that everybody that plays is going to have a totally different experience, totally different story. So P is only going to have his exclusive story. I'm going to have like a totally different one. So based on the choices, you know. So I'm excited. I love the weapons that they showed. You could steal from like other enemies too. Super, super cool, man. And at the end, based on his choice, because one of the guys that... I don't know if it was a villain or not, but we're telling him, look, you join me. Everything is going to be fine. Frank died
Okay.
because I left him.
Right.
And your character, he's like, no, I'm going to pump, because the people, they need water. He was holding all the water from the people. So my choice was either follow the guy that was saying, no, do that, or use your own choice and pump the water. So we were like, no, we're going to help the people. What happens at the end, it unlocked a totally different zombies, even stronger and more powerful, because he was like, trust me, don't do it. We did it, and now we're going through a totally different consequence now because of that.
So you screwed the people.
Yes, you screwed not only the people, but you screw you. But now everybody was also going after the guy that was holding the water and actually killed them.
Because they wanted
the water. It looks like they killed him. But now you unlock a totally different zombies that it looks tougher now.
Wow.
But what would happen if you would have gone to his side and forget about the water, what will happen? The people will go against you. So, dude, like, there is going to be so many, like, stories that you could go, like, so many paths. Like, I think you're going to lock a lot of things, man. And to me, I'm going to get curious, and it's going to make me go back and start from scratch.
Yep.
So I could go a totally different route. You know what I'm saying? So...
That's really cool.
this also takes place 15 years after the first one.
Okay.
And I have this booklet here that says two-player, up to four-player co-op gameplay also. Play the entire campaign up to four-player co-op. Host your own games or join with other players. So it's like similar to the last one. We got this after the presentation, but I should have asked them, is this the story when you join somebody? Is it based on the host or how that affect the other players?
Like, do you jump in and then, like, I guess your progression would take on a life of its own once you join that person. Mm-hmm. But if you have your own, I would assume that they would keep them separate, mm-hmm. right? I think that's easier, yeah. right? You're just going to get progression based on what you do during that one time period. Mm-hmm. But anything for your personal progression stays to yours. That's probably something we should follow up and get back and let us know.
Another thing, too, it says here that the infection has evolved. So now they become more sensitive to the UV light. You remember the UV light?
Yes.
It's like a purple.
Yeah, the purple light.
Yeah, so it's that. Light. Society exists in relative safety of the sunlight. So same thing. A lot of them, now it seems like they're a little bit more smarter.
Well, remember, so the sun is actually, you know, shines down UV light as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that's about it. Let me pause it real quick. So yeah, P, I think Dying Light, it's a game that I'm definitely going to be playing it. Of course, I'm going to play on Xbox. Maybe PC if I get a PC in the future. Who knows? We'll see. Stay tuned for that. Any other questions?
I'm glad you were able to check it out. I know you were hyped to check out.
I love the first one.
The first one.
Yeah,
I know you played the first one.
Yeah.
You were hyped after last year because they showed you Dying Light 2. I actually mm-hmm. picked up Dying Light 1 as a result.
Yes.
And played it on PC with friends. And I think we've streamed it a few times mm-hmm. out on the Twitch channel. So, yeah, it's... very, very involved. And I love the fact that now your decisions in game changes.
Yes.
You know, changes everything. So
and
that's really,
like,
really cool.
You like this? You like my little box of my little swag bag?
Yeah, good luck if you make it back to Miami
this
with
this is going to be a pain in the butt to carry, though. It's a big, huge, it's like a statue, right? Like a little statue.
Yeah, I would say box it up and send it via FedEx.
No, I'm not going to do that. Because last time I did that, I lost a poster from Star Wars.
That's right. I have that one hanging on my wall.
Yeah, thanks. All right, so... we're going to wrap it up here, and once we come back, we have more audio live here from E3 2019. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.